Nernst, Heinrich Rubens, and Max von Laue wrote to the newspapers defending Einstein against the outrageous charges leveled at him. Many of his friends and colleagues were therefore dismayed when Einstein wrote an article for the Berliner Tageblatt entitled My Reply. He pointed out that had he not been Jewish and an internationalist, he would not have been denounced, nor his work attacked. Einstein immediately regretted having been riled into writing the article. Everyone has to sacrifice at the altar of stupidity from time to time to please the deity and the human race, he wrote to the physicist Max Born and his wife. He was well aware that his celebrity status meant that, like a man in the fairy tale who turned everything into gold, so with me everything turns into a fuss in the newspapers. Soon there were rumors that Einstein might leave the country, but he chose to stay in Berlin, the place to which I am most closely tied by human and scientific connections. In the 2 years after their meetings in Berlin and Copenhagen, Einstein and Bohr continued their individual struggles with the quantum. Both were beginning to feel the strain. I suppose it's a good thing that I have so much to distract me, Einstein wrote to Ehrenfest in March 1922, else the quantum problem would have got me into a lunatic asylum. A month later, Bohr confessed to Sommerfeld, in the last few years I have often felt myself scientifically very lonesome, under the impression that my effort to develop the principles of the quantum theory systematically to the best of my ability has been received with very little understanding. His feelings of isolation were about to end. In June 1922, he traveled to Germany and gave a celebrated series of 7 lectures spread over 11 days at Göttingen University that became known as the Bohr Festspiele. More than 100 physicists, old and young, came from all over the country to hear Bohr explain his electron shell model of the atom. It was his new theory about the arrangement of electrons inside atoms that explained the placing and grouping of elements within the periodic table. He proposed that orbital shells, like layers of an onion, surrounded an atomic nucleus. Each such shell was actually made up of a set or subset of electron orbits and was able to accommodate only a certain maximum number of electrons. Elements that shared the same chemical properties, Bohr argued, did so because they had the same numbers of electrons in their outermost shell. According to Bohr's model, sodium's 11 electrons are arranged 2, 8, and 1. Cesium's 55 electrons are arranged in a 2, 8, 18, 18, 8, 1 configuration. It is because the outer shell of each element has a single electron that sodium and cesium share similar chemical properties. During the lectures, Bohr used his theory to make a prediction.